WRCA and WRCA FM, New York.
Transcribed.
Your Chevrolet dealer, whose Motoramic Chevrolet for 1955 is stealing the thunder from the high price cars, brings you twice each week from Hollywood, the Dinosaur Show. And here she is, Miss Dinosaur.
You take your tea with cream, and in your favorite dream, is there a house with a view? And do you love a formal dance, and do you hate a smarty pants? I ought to know more about you. Do you like to watch the stars, and plan a trip to Mars, and plan it just for us two? And would your heart go boom-ty-boom if I should walk into the room? I ought to know more about you. Do you wear what mother knits, and on banana splits, do you like all of the goo? And do you love those Gershwin tunes, and do you hate a dish of prunes? I ought to know more about you. Do you like to telephone, and when you're all alone, do you get lonesome and blue? And I would like to know so much, if you're the skin I'd love to touch, I ought to know more about you. Do you play canasta yet? Are you the type to fret because the rent's overdue? And do you love to eat in bed, and do you hate a champagne head? I ought to know more about you. Are you fond of plays and things when Perry Como sings? Do you get goose pimples too? And I would have to know today, do you drive a Chevrolet? I ought to know more, I gotta know more, I gotta know more about you.
How do you do? And welcome from the Chevrolet dealers all over America. You know what? This is our first show of 1955. You know what else? To start the new year off right, we've arranged to have with us, as our guest star this evening, one of my very favorite people who's also one of my very favorite singers. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mel Torme.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the show, Mel. And please, make yourself right at home.
Well, thank you, Dinah. Hey, it's wonderful seeing you again.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Oh, much too long. You know, before I say anything else, I want to hear you sing Whither Thou Goest, Dinah.
Whatever thou sayest, Mel.
Oh, I think.
Whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, that same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. Thy people shall be.
Thank you very much. Gee, that's a pretty song, isn't it? Well, now that I've stated my travel plans, musically speaking, here are mutual friends Frank Duvall and Art Baker with dramatic advice for your travel plans. Listen.
More than a new car, a new concept. The Motoramic Chevrolet 455. There's a big, bold, beautiful change in styling, comfort, and performance. Be sure to see it soon. And while you're about it, feast your eyes on Chevrolet's new station wagons. They're the niftiest station wagons 1955 has in store. With sleek show car styling and an elegant note of high fashion in every line. What's more, Chevrolet has made them as handy as they are handsome. Plenty of cargo room, plenty of passenger room. When you see Chevrolet's fleet of all new station wagons, you'll agree they're built to work hard, play hard, and perform beautifully. So stop in at your Chevrolet dealers. See the new station wagons. See all the magnificent models of the Motoramic Chevrolet 455.
Now, let's talk some more with our extra special guest, Mel Torme, husband, father, recording star, television star, and songwriter.
All of us, thank you, Dinah.
Well, you are all very welcome, sir. Hey, by the way, Mel, how's your family? I haven't seen your wife, Candy, in ages.
Oh, she's just wonderful, Dinah. You wouldn't even know Stephen Michael, you know.
Oh, we were introduced once, because he was pretty blasé about the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember. Wouldn't take his toes out of his mouth long enough to say hello. Well, he's two now, and that's all changed, you
naturally.
Know? Yeah, it's crayons he won't take out of his mouth now. Say, you have a boy, too, don't you?
Oh, yes. John David. Jody, for short. Perfect little gentleman of 6 whole months.
Oh, wonderful. Well, just wait till he starts walking.
Oh, I'm prepared. I've been all through that with our daughter, Missy.
Dinah, with a mere sweet little girl, you've just had a hint of what's in store, believe me.
Oh, I don't know about that. Little girls these days aren't so mere as they used to be.
You may be right at that. Mere little 2-year-old gal who lives next door already has my son eating out of her hand and loving it.
She probably makes the best mud pies on the block.
That's what Stephen Michael says, and he ought to know. He's tasted them all. See, it sure makes you wonder, doesn't it?
How they ever survive?
Oh, how we ever survive.
How do we? Mel, getting back to your other career for a moment, I heard one of your latest choral recordings the other day, and I just went crazy over it. That arrangement is so great, it makes the old tune, Eyes a Muggin', sound as if it were written just yesterday.
See, I'm going to have to hire you for a press agent, you know that, don't
I'll you? Accept the nomination. I've been touting this record all over town. How about singing it for us?
I'd love to.
Eyes a muggin', boom, da-da-da. Eyes a muggin', bang, da-da-da. Eyes a muggin', boom, da-da-da. Bebop, 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 bebop. Nobody knows just how it started. Somebody blew it through a horn. Somebody played it on a fiddle. Somebody sang it and a song was born. Now it's the craze, the new sensation. Now it's the song the bands all swing. Now it's the phrase that rocks the nation. Don't try to stop me cause I'm gonna sing. Eyes a muggin', boom, da-da-da. Eyes a muggin', bang, da-da-da. Eyes a muggin', boom, da-da-da. Bebop, 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 bebop. That's not enough, you don't just sing it. You play a game and here's the trick. You have to count so you can swing it. Sort of a musical arithmetic. You have to keep your brain from slumber. It's really like a school exam. You have to think about each number. Meanwhile, the orchestra begins to jam. Here we go now, we're gonna count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 18, 19, 22. Nobody knows just how it started. Somebody blew it through a horn. Somebody played it on a fiddle. Somebody sang it and a song was born. Now it's the craze, the new sensation. Now it's the song the bands all swing. Now it's the phrase that rocks the nation. Don't try to stop me, cause I'm gonna sing. Azamorgan, boom da-li-a-da. Azamorgan, bang da-li-a-da. Azamorgan, boom da-li-a-da. Bebop, 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 bebop. Bebop, 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 bebop.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gee, that was fine, Mel. I like it even more this time, I think, than the first time I heard it.
Well, thank you, Dinah. It's mighty sweet of you to say so.
Oh, I'm just a living doll.
Well, you certainly are. You know, since I've always had a suppressed desire to sing with a living doll, what would you think about us maybe singing a little duet, huh?
Who needs to think? Let's do it,
Mel. I'm with you. Got a favorite composer in mind?
Two of them. Rodgers and Hart. Got a tune?
Wish I Were in Love Again?
Sounds peachy keen to me. You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted.
You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly broken hearted.
Worrying is through, I sleep all night.
Appetite and health restored.
You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights,
the daily fights,
the quick toboggan when you reach the heights.
I miss the kisses and I miss the bites.
I wish we were in love again. The broken dates,
the endless waits,
the lovely loving and the hateful hates,
the conversation with the flying plates.
I wish we were in love again.
No more pain,
and no more strain.
Now I'm sane, but
we would rather be punch drunk, the pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. We've learned our lesson, but we wish we were in love again. Mel Talmay, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our nicest people, isn't he? And now here's another of our nicest people, our staunch and steady friend Art Baker, with a sincere invitation to all of you.
Thank you, Dinah. I want to invite everybody to see and drive the Motoramic Chevrolet for 55. Chevrolet and General Motors' new ideas about styling, performance, and comfort will give you a whole new slant on what low-cost motoring can be and is in the Motoramic Chevrolet. Dinah will be back on this station Friday evening, same time. Be sure to enjoy Dinah on television, too, presented Tuesday and Thursday evening over NBC-TV by your Chevrolet dealer, who also brings you the exciting television show Treasury Men in Action each week. Check your paper for time and station. And now here's Dinah again, suggesting that you'll have a calendar full of happy driving days all through 1955 if you remember to
see the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. Let everybody see you guys.
From Hollywood, you've just heard the Dinah Shore Show, produced, directed, and transcribed by Dick Mack, written by Bob Mitchell, with music arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall.
Hear Frank Sinatra with your favorite hit tunes tonight on the NBC Radio Network.